Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast from the First Christian Church in Great Bend, Kansas. We are a church with a mission of inspiring ordinary people to live extraordinary lives for Christ. It really doesn't matter who you are, what you have done, or how you choose to worship. You belong here. We pray that this week's sermon blesses you and that you feel God's presence through it today.
So today we are starting an important sermon series that I think we all need to hear given the busyness of our lives called Pardon the Interruption. Or what we're going to be doing for the next 4 weeks is exploring how sometimes interruptions are not just those moments where people show up unexpectedly to try to waste our time, but are actually divine invitations where God is calling us to get involved in something much bigger than ourselves. And to help you begin to see this, I first need to tell you a little bit about my neurotic life. So for those of you who don't know, I am one of those people who has always been driven. Whatever it is that I am doing, and I'm pretty sure where this comes from, is not only are my mom and dad still pretty driven even to this day. So my dad's 73 years old and he's still working, and it's not like they need anything. That's just who he is. So I've kind of got that same thing. So it seems to me it was just something that I was born with. It's just something that's inside of me. And so what that means for me in my ministry life is not only am I driven to be the best preacher and teacher that I can be, and yes, I know I'm still working on it. I don't need any booze at this point. But I'm also driven to help lead this church in the most efficient and effective ways possible as we strive to live into our mission of inspiring ordinary people to live extraordinary lives for Christ. That is basically my life. That is what I do. And yet here's the thing about trying to keep up with all of that. There's just not enough time in the day to get it all done and done well. And so what I've had to do when facing this reality is not only get better at delegation or handing things off to people who can do it even better than I can, but to make sure that I was keeping up, I had to reorganize my entire life, taking into account what I needed to do and then how much time that was going to take, and then trying to cram all of that into a given workday so I can try to get it all done. And so that means if you look at my calendar, what you're going to find is for the next 6 months, every part of my workday is planned out to the minute. And the reason I do that is because I'm neurotic, one, that's the first part of that. But the other part of that is the only way that I've found that you can actually even get close to trying to get everything done. And then on top of that, to keep up with my girls and all the stuff they've got going on with their lives, their school and friends and sports and everything else, I have to make sure all of their stuff gets on my calendar because just like this week, I had to make that fun trip to Topeka, Kansas, which is 3 hours up there. You go and stay at a track meet and watch three events, which take total about 20 seconds apiece, right? And then drive all the way back home. Oh, I see some of you know what I'm talking about, which means my calendar is filled to overflowing with all the things that I need to be doing just to keep up with life. And yet here's the thing, I don't just tell you that to complain and gripe and moan about my life. No, it's my life, I've created this way. I tell you that because I know I'm not the only one who is living this kind of life. Or I know I'm not the only one who is this busy, because the truth is for many of you, this is also what your life looks and feels like given all your responsibilities. Or how many of you, if you get honest with yourself, you feel like your life is similar to juggling flaming chainsaws while answering emails and packing lunches at the same time? Anybody? Or maybe it's better this way. You feel like you're on one of those hamster wheels where you're constantly moving but not always sure that you're getting things accomplished. Or my favorite, you feel like you're one of those circus performers who's trying to keep a dozen plates spinning at the same time, and just when you get that final plate sturdy, another starts to wobble. Yeah, for many of us, this is just what life feels like most of the time. Now, what that means when it comes to interruptions or those things that happen during life that we didn't see coming, so they're not on our calendar, is that for the most part, we see interruptions as a kind of nuisance, a kind of roadblock that gets in the way of what we need to do in that day. And what can make that even worse is for many of us, our weeks are so jam-packed with all that we have to do just to keep up that not only does an interruption threaten to ruin your whole entire day, but has the ability to disrupt your entire week. Because if one day messes up, that sends things to the next day and on it goes. And so, of course, the way we usually respond to these interruptions is to see them as burdens or something that we have to protect ourselves from so it doesn't end up blowing up our entire calendar, which, of course, comes with a whole lot of anxiety, frustration, anger, stress. Because even though we've tried to be responsible, when an interruption happens, we either have to adapt and adjust or just throw the whole thing out and start flying by the seats of our pants. And for those of us who are neurotic, we can't fly by the seat of our pants. There has to be some kind of list that pushes us forward, right? Neurotic people, can I get an amen? There you, I know you guys are out there. You know exactly what I'm talking about on this deal. Well, the truth is when it comes to most of the interruptions that show up in our lives, there is no doubt that based on our God-given priorities, that we need to get really, really good at protecting ourselves from those kind of interruptions that really don't matter. Or another way to think about it is we need to be the kind of people who really do get things, that we have to set up these boundaries around our lives, not only to protect our time and our priorities, but this is something we have to do for the health of our family and our health. Because if we don't, or if we just keep trying to keep up with all of that, including the interruptions, this really does have the ability to damage the most important parts of our lives. And I think we've all experienced that at one time or another. And yet, even though all of that is definitely important and true, you've got to protect yourself. It's also the case that sometimes those interruptions that just show up are not interruptions, but are actually divine invitations where God is calling us to put aside our schedule for a moment and give ourselves to the very thing that has showed up right then in that moment. Or what I'm trying to get you guys to see here is that not all interruptions are created equal. No, sometimes those things that happen outside of our calendar that we didn't see coming, which of course in the moment feel like a nuisance, can actually be God showing up in our lives, either calling us into a new opportunity, or oftentimes the way I experience it, it's God calling us to help others in need. Or let me try to show you what I mean by telling you a story about some ordinary fishermen whose lives get interrupted by an invitation from Jesus, and in turn, what that means for you and I today. The story begins in Matthew 4:18. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Or what we are told as Jesus is walking beside the Sea of Galilee on that fateful day, Jesus just happens to see these two ordinary men out doing their work of fishing. And what we can assume about these two brothers, Peter and Andrew, given the historical evidence, is that fishing was something these two guys grew up doing with their father, and that fishing was something that they planned on doing for the rest of their lives because that's how they made their living, right? So that's what they pictured for the rest of their lives. They've got this picture. This is what their life is going to be like. And so what that looked like, what their job probably looked and felt like in that time and place is sometime after the sun went down, so they weren't doing this during the day, they're doing this in the evening, these two brothers would pack up their boats with all the supplies that they need, and then they would set out to find the best fishing spots on the lake. And then once they got to that spot, their method of fishing could differ given the kind of fish they were trying to catch or the time of year it was, with one method of fishing being casting nets. And what that consisted of was about a 9-foot in diameter net, a circular net, with weight around the edges that they would toss from the boat. They'd have a spin angle, and it would go out and land, and then you let it sink, and then you pull it back up, and because of the weights kind of closed down underneath it, that's how you caught the fish. The other way of doing that was a drag net. Sometimes these drag nets were 100 foot long and they'd have floats on the top, weights on the bottom that would be pulled between two boats, catching all the fish that happened to get in the way. Or what I want you to notice here is these men just didn't sit out on a fishing boat all day long like, you know, we think about fishing doing this. Life is good. No, these guys are getting after it. This is hard work. This is consumer. That's not the right word for it. This is professional fishing, if you will. And this is what these guys plan to do 6 days a week for the rest of their lives. They're not thinking anything else at this point. That is until Jesus shows up and so rudely interrupts them with an invitation that has the ability to change their lives forever. Or the way I picture this story is that it's early in the morning after these men just spent all night doing the hard work of catching fish. And so these guys are exhausted. They're ready to get home. They want to get something to eat so they can get some rest. And all because they got to get up again the next day and go do all of it again. That's what their life is. Or I would say they probably feel very similar to the way most of us feel after a long day of work. We just want to get it done so we can get home and actually take a break. And yet on that fateful morning, as these brothers are wrapping things up, that's when this strange man just so happens to walk by and interrupts them by saying this: "Come follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people. Come follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people." Now, I know at first, because we've all heard this story 1,000 times before, that we just take it for granted. These men should just say, "Yes, it's Jesus, of course." And yet, what I would like to point out to you is that for Peter and Andrew, this invitation would have probably been experienced, at least at first, as a kind of interruption. Or just like at the end of the day, as you were wrapping things up and someone shows up in your life, you're going to experience that as a nuisance, as something that is getting in your way from getting home. I think the same can be said for Simon and Andrew. And yet for some reason, we'll probably never know. Maybe it was the stories that they had heard, stories about Jesus being around, or maybe it just happened to be Jesus made them feel in a certain way. These brothers, instead of just blowing this invitation off, decide that this interruption is not just any kind of interruption, but it's one of those interruptions that is actually a divine opportunity. Or even though these men, when they say yes to this invitation, it would mean that they would have to leave their work and their family and everything behind to follow Jesus everywhere he went. These men, because they're able to tell the difference between an interruption and an opportunity, they respond like this: "At once they left their nets and followed him." At once they left their nets and followed him. Yeah, these guys, they see this opportunity and they take it. Which is not only something that transforms their lives for the better, but it's something that eventually goes on to transform the world forever. And so, first of all, what I think this story brings to light is we probably need to be careful not to set up our boundaries so tight that nothing gets through. And we do need to be careful not just to blow things off because they seem like a nuisance, but instead, when these interruptions do happen, and by the way, they happen quite often, is to maybe take some time to see if there might just be something bigger going on here. Or to see if this might not be an interruption, but a divine invitation where God is calling us into something bigger, or where God is calling us to help someone in need. And all because when we mistake those divine invitations for nothing more than an interruption, and it can be that easy, what we are ultimately missing out on is the very thing that God is calling us into for our own good. Or to really see how important this is, just think, what if Simon and Andrew, because they were tired and ready to go home, saw Jesus' invitation as an interruption? And so they declined it, just went on with their lives. Yeah, just think about what they would have missed out on if they would have treated this divine invitation, this divine opportunity, as just another one of those interruptions they needed to protect themselves from. Yeah, I mean, that's how big this really is. That's why we need to pay attention to this in our own lives. And so for me, what all of that begins to put into perspective for us as followers of Jesus today is that, again, not only do we need to get better at making sure we are not mistaking interruptions for divine invitations, but what is also just as important is to understand that not only did Jesus show up in the lives of Peter and Andrew to invite them to follow, but it's also the case that Jesus has showed up in our lives in a variety of ways to offer us that same invitation. Come, follow me. Which also means we're also faced with that same choice. So will we see Jesus' invitation to follow as a divine opportunity that leads into the life that is truly life? Or, like many, will we treat it as an interruption and just go on with our lives. And yet to push this even further, and this is something we don't often think about. The invitation that Jesus offered the disciples, the invitation that Jesus offers us, is not just a one-time thing. Think about that. It's not just yes, and then you're done with it. No, choosing to follow Jesus is a choice we all have to make every single day of our lives. Or it's a choice to a certain extent that each of us have to make as soon as our feet hit the floor. And think about this for a moment. Let's get really, really honest with ourselves. When your feet hit the floor in the morning, what's your first thought? Oh, man, I got to go do this again. Or, I've got 1,700 things to do this week. I need to get going in a hurry. And that's the first thought that we normally have when our feet hit the floor. But what if we change the way we think about everything when our feet hit that floor? I've had this invitation to come and follow. So today, like every day, is an opportunity. It's an opportunity for me to do something in this world for someone else other than myself. It's an opportunity for me to live into the life that is truly life. It's an opportunity for me to be involved in something bigger than myself. Right? And so the question becomes, it's not just will you, all of you sitting here today at one time or another have said, yes, I follow Jesus, right? You wouldn't come back over and over again and listen to me if you didn't. But here's the true challenge in all of this. What do you say every single morning when your feet hit the ground? Is it an interruption, an inconvenience for most of us? A lot of the time it is. But this is the challenge. This is the challenge. Jesus has invited you to follow. And you have to accept that invitation, not as an interruption to the way you want to live your life, but as a divine opportunity that leads you into the life that is truly life. The life that you want to live, the life that is bigger than yourself that makes a difference. Now, again, please know when I say the life that is truly life, I'm not saying that your life is going to be perfect and great and you're going to get everything that you ever wanted. No, following Jesus is hard. It's really hard on occasion. But what I can promise you in following Jesus is you will live into purpose and meaning and you will make a difference. And your life will matter not just to your family, but to anybody that you come into contact with. So again, the choice is yours. Will you accept this invitation daily? Or will you brush it off as another interruption on your way to doing what you want to do? Let us pray. Father, we come to you this morning so grateful for this sermon series that not only helps us to think about interruptions and the boundaries that we have to create around our lives, but that sometimes that's just the way you show up. If someone is in need, oh Lord, they don't come to us on our timetable, Lord. They just show up because that's what they need. If some big event is going on or you are calling us to do something, Lord, you don't put that in our calendar. But it's something that you just kind of show up. And so help us today, oh Lord, begin to wrestle with this. Begin to look in our own lives to see if those interruptions might be something bigger. And then even more than that, oh Lord, when you invite us every single day when our feet hit the floor to follow you, may you help us, encourage us, inspire us to follow you, to say yes to you instead of seeing it as another interruption so we can get on with our day. Lord, we pray all of this in your name and for our sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon, and we hope you are able to join us next week. To learn more about FCC Great Bend, visit us online at firstchristianchurchgb.com. Again, that's firstchristianchurchgb.com. God bless and have a great week.